Our speaker today is Patricia Varga. You can read about her, of course, on the front of your Gazette, but I will let her speak about those things for herself. And please welcome Patricia Varga.
Thank you so much. This is an extraordinary group. I'm so used to formality in a Sunday morning, and I was telling someone, I think it was Lee, a little earlier, when I was in Portland, I belonged to a Presbyterian church downtown. It was a lovely old building and lovely people, but it was a little too regimented for me. So this is a beautiful thing to see on a Sunday morning. Thank you. So topic is, what is healing? And for the last decade of my career, I've been working primarily with cancer patients, chronic pain patients, people dealing with really extraordinary illness, their family members, their healthcare providers, and I've heard and seen and witnessed quite a bit about healing. And everywhere I go now, I ask people, what is healing to you? Is it the absence of disease? I mean, that's certainly a definition. Is it getting the stitches out? Could be another. Or is it, as a resident once told me at UCLA Medical School, the character from X-Men who could heal himself and others energetically? That's what healing is. Okay, hadn't heard that one, but it's certainly apropos. Is it the smile of a child? Is it the beautiful music we heard this morning? Is it the hallelujah chorus from Handel's Messiah or the angelic sounds of violin and harp? It could be walking your dog on your favorite hiking trail. Or it could be you genuinely and authentically expressing yourself in your journal as you write your morning pages, your evening pages, your in-between pages. It could be, as we just did with Saul, going within and listening to the silence. It was an extraordinary meditation. Thank you, Saul. It could be the spectacular colors of Georgia O'Keeffe. Her work is so evocative and emotive. It's profound what she created. Or healing could be as simple as the love of your God, as you choose to define him, her, or it. The love of your family and the love of the community that you belong to, such as this one. This is a beautiful community. So as I do make my way in the world and ask this question, I hear different answers from different people. Patients, family members, doctors, nurses, residents, interns, scientists, researchers. I even ask people on a plane or in a coffee house, hey, what do you think healing is to you? And I'm always amazed by the different things that I hear. Here's an example. I corresponded with a woman from Northern California who is dying from cancer. She said emphatically to me, yeah, I have pancreatic cancer. And I'm healed. And I am healed. This woman had led an exemplary life. She was an oncology nurse herself. She was gracious, kind, and compassionate, loved by her patients and her colleagues, loved by her family members, loved by her community. She was a very spiritual woman who loved her God and was loved in return. She passed, and she was healed. Other people might say to me, well, that's crazy. Are you nuts? She wasn't healed. She died. Come on now. To a researcher from Genentech or Celgene or Amgen or any of the big biopharma companies, this is a huge loss. From an oncologist and radiologist training and from their vantage point, this is a terrible outcome. This is not a good outcome. But in her mind, she was healed. So again, I ask all of you, what is healing? I'd like to tell you one more story, please. Early in my Create to Heal practice, nearly a decade ago, I met a woman who came to class. She's looking very discouraged and very pale. She even wore a wig that was dull and gray. Her pallor was dull and gray. It was clear she was not feeling well that day, yet she was there. As others wrote and spoke beautifully that day in class, she sat silently, her head down. She never picked up a pen. My ego got in the way. I felt really bad, not being able to engage her. But then I realized what a gift it was that she had showed up, that anybody shows up when they're dealing with cancer or chronic pain or any type of disease. So I was grateful for her attendance and the participation of others that day. Class concluded, she left, and I didn't see her. I didn't see her until one day, a few months later, Michelle, as we will call her, walked in with a huge smile on her face. She had colors in her cheeks. She had a beautiful new wig on that suited the pallor of her skin, and she jumped into our first writing. I often have people put on a big piece of paper, just cancer is, pain is, and before you know it, their hand is flowing and they're writing beautiful words. When it came to share, she jumped up and said, I would love to read today. Like, wow, this woman is just remarkable. And I'm going to read her words to you now. Cancer is. Cancer is an awakening. Awakening? Awakening. Awakening? What woke up? Diet? Friends? Lifestyle? Day? Night? What was asleep? Me. But why? Oh, it was figuring out my identity, figuring out one's identity. Sleep, day, night. Decisions in the past? Yeah, no regrets. I'd do it all over the same way. Health, mind, body, dealing with stress. So what was really awakened? What was underneath all this? Attention. Is it good, bad to tell or not to tell? I have cancer. When to tell? Internal dialogue. What does it all mean? I have cancer. When to be sad? Protect the ones you love. Why do you express yourself so differently to different people? Do you want sympathy? Do you want empathy? Are you real? What is real? How do you become real? What woke up? Diet, lifestyle, work? What needs to be awakened? Emotions. There is great truth in emotions. There is great truth in emotions. Emotions fill us with joy and enthusiasm, the voice of your God. Emotions fill us with sadness and fear and confusion. And all of these are an opportunity for us to know ourselves better. This woman, Michelle, was very wise. 3 days later, I received a phone call from the oncology nurse who was working with Michelle. Patricia, I have some really bad news, and I have some really good news. I said, okay, bring it on. Michelle died last night. The cancer spread to her brain. She suffered seizures. She died. Oh, my God. Through my tears, I asked, how is this possible? I just saw her in class. She was so vibrant, so alive. She wrote and expressed herself so beautifully. Terrell, the oncology nurse, said, well, often before people die, they have a resurgence of their health. They are vibrant. They are looking great. And this is the way of your body's preparation for death. So I said, okay, well, what's the good news? Her family was in her apartment going through her things and found this huge piece of paper with her writing on it. Cancer is. They called me and asked, where did this writing come from? I told them about your class. And they requested that I call you and thank you. They're so grateful for this remembrance of their daughter, this beautiful piece. They're having it framed and will read it as her eulogy at the funeral. Again, I ask, what is healing? This family was given a large piece of paper with scribblings and doodlings on it. To them, this was a healing. I ask all of you, what is healing? Would anybody like to share? Yes, please. Healing is love. You are loved. Thank you. What is your first name, please? Preston. Yes. Sharon. Healing is a journey to love yourself. That's beautiful. You love yourself, you love others. You have compassion for self, you have compassion for others. Ken, I see you there. What is healing to you? Love. Healing is love. Again, consistent love. Yes, please. And then I'll go back to George.
Love is celebration.
Ah, love is celebration. Celebration is healing. This place is healing. Thank you. Wait, George? Being at peace, yes. And that was one of the beautiful phrases that Saul used, being at peace, going within, being at peace. Yes, please. That's beautiful. Making your life more alive and spot on. It could be physical, emotional, spiritual, mental even. It could be any kind of healing. As the woman, right, as the woman with pancreatic cancer who died, just the healing to her was she'd lived a wonderful life. So I think there was someone else. Yes, please. Going through challenges, going through change, and learning through that. Yes, yes. I've been privileged to witness that time and time again, where people are digging deep and they let go, and what comes through them is just extraordinary and profound. Yes, please. Yes. Create to heal. Yeah. Acceptance and love and creativity is healing. Yes, it is. Thank you. Anybody else? Yes, please. Knowing that you're loved. Yes. Thank you. Thank you. You just connected two profound dots for me. And it's amazing that you said the awakening. Here's this woman who was so vibrant and beautiful that day, who prior to that had not expressed herself, and not really in a meaningful way. And little did we know she was about to die. And she had dug as deep as you possibly could and came up with these beautiful words. So it is it's an awakening and letting go of what you think you are. That's profound. Thank you. David? That's beautiful. Yes, healing is following one's passion, bliss. And as we again used Saul's meditation, it's really listening to the Christ within, the divine within. Well, thank you. That was a beautiful thing that you shared in the way that you did. I appreciate it. And thank you for allowing me to be here today. I'm delighted that I got to meet you and know of celebration, because I'm coming back.